Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chers auditeurs.
Dear listeners.
Bonjour.
Welcome to Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 5.
Saison 5, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in Season 5 of Comme d'Archi, Episode 55, with a text by the architect Martin Gaufriot. I am Martin Gaufriot and have been an architect since 2022, and started to teach this discipline in 2019 in a school of interior design. I graduated from high school by obtaining my social and economic baccalaureate in 2011, with a mathematics specialty and an additional art class. I did not get directly into the School of Architecture of Bordeaux, so I started my university path in Bordeaux's Beaux-Arts, where I spent 3 years. I also achieved a diploma in space design in a private school. After these 5 enlightening years, I was able to join the architecture school and acquire my bachelor's degree and then my master's degree. At last, I obtained my authorization to exercise architecture under my own name, HMONP, in Paris-Val-de-Seine in 2022. My interest for architecture was first triggered by the art making I did since I was 5 in the Beaux-Arts Museum of Quebec. On top of my studies, I've always been practicing art, and I discovered space creation through sculpting and different art structures. My primal inspiration for architecture was equally nourished by nature and the creation, with reusable materials, of numerous huts alongside my grandfather. These experiences initiated me to a vernacular and resourceful type of construction. My activity finds balance between practical uses and transmission. I can't see myself practicing architecture without educating people on it, as I can't see myself teaching without exercising. Teaching has been of great value in my family, and it gives me the financial security to be able to engage in every project I wish. In the short run, I would like to create a partnership with Quentin Barthes and Tom Patenotte, fellow classmates I met in architecture school, and with whom I create light wooden structures, including the Faille Cachée project I'll present afterwards. For now, I'm working alone on a few very significant projects for me. I'm currently working on a bathroom design only using reused materials, solid wood, terracotta Giron tiles, and on the rehabilitation of a former hostel of 8 buildings in Bergerac. As an architect, I am convinced that the future of my profession needs to focus on rehabilitation, increase and transformation of the already existing, and especially in rural areas and medium-sized cities that have been importantly impacted by a desertification phenomenon for the benefit of larger metropolises. The architect will have to pay similar attention to peri-urban areas. These are the values I want my activity to follow in order to answer the societal, social, and ecological challenges we are faced with. On a final note, I'd say that the architect, through various practical applications, complementary activities, as is teaching on my part, must reinvest different areas of society that were left on the side, because he possesses an essential expertise on these matters and can lead to mend the city of yesterday and build tomorrow's world. The project Faille Cachée. The project Faille Cachée is the result of a competition organized by the town of Bourg-Saint-Maurice, asking to design an architectural feature which would symbolize the entrance of the park and would try to bridge two distinct landscapes, encouraging walkers to pass from one to the other. The suggested site is at the meeting point of two very disparate components: an urban sports ground and a park linked by a footbridge. The two environments, the constructed and the natural, are physically separated by the Versoillant River. It is at the convergence of all these elements, bridge, river, plain, park, that we chose to set up the project. Since it is at the confrontation points between heterogeneous spaces that projects make sense and answer best to the issues raised. You don't enter an outdoor space through a conventional door. The park has no ceiling, so the notion of a door needs to be re-examined and deconstructed through the experience of passing through. The structure, made from local pine, is composed of an assembly of vertical porticos, emphasizing the graceful, infinite slenderness of the trees. This bare, radical framework evokes a levitating volume. The layout creates a physical reaction from the walkers, first by making them pass beneath it, and then by inviting them to raise their heads upwards. A bench, which forms the project's relationship to the ground, allows them to sit and contemplate the sky through the gap overhead or the marais landscape ahead of them. Finally, the construction can accommodate displays such as a map of the park, or even, by using a simple system of hooks, photographic exhibitions and educational boards. This highly organized and symbolic structural forest therefore serves a purpose and helps to re-establish a precious yet endangered amenity, public signage. The project's radical discretion manages to bridge the gap between the vernacular and the contemporary, in keeping with Charlotte Perriand's work at Les Arcs. Translation by Graeme Cox, Part 2, and Marianne Harrison, Part 1. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archy in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to the sound engineer who was collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archy Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.